Josh Ritter is a singer, songwriter, musician, and author who performs and records with the Royal City Band. He is known for his distinctive Americana style and narrative lyrics, and a few of his most distinctive songs include Girl in the War, Getting Ready to Get Down, among many others. Ritter's 9th full-length album, Gathering, is out September 22nd, and its release will mark 20 years since the beginning of his recording and performing career. This is also his first record since 2015's Great Sermon on the Rocks. You grew up in Idaho, where we have many listeners, and those in Wyoming know that life is a little different when you grow up in the West. Did growing up in a rural state impact your music in any way?
Oh, I think it did, absolutely. I think it does every time I pick up the pen or the guitar, for sure. It's like, I can't say exactly what, but that first time you smell the pine trees when you're headed west, it's, you know you're headed home. It's that sort of kind of sense memory is impossible to get out of a song. Whenever I'm singing, I have memories and pictures in my head tied to moments and tied to places, and it's like the kind of big sky country it looms large.
I find that a lot of your songs paint a great picture of nature, but not just nature, stories of people, places, and things that I don't know if you've experienced yourself, but it transports you right to where you want to be. And I think a lot of people that listen to your music feel the same way.
Gonna go home, tell her I want her. Gonna make it all right. Gonna do whatever it takes to save us. But for now, I'm waiting, waiting. Gonna be more open-hearted. Take it back to where we started. But for now, I'm stuck here at this light. I'm waiting on the train to go. Train, go, train, go, train, go, by train, go, train, go, train, go, by train, go, train, go, train, go.
So this is your 9th record, and you've been making music for, I think, almost 20 years. How did the making of this album compare to, say, Sermon on the Rocks, which was your last album?
Well, with every record, you know, I think I start off every record feeling like dissatisfied and wanting to, like, begin anew, someplace completely different, and go someplace completely new in the music. With Sermon on the Rocks, I was really excited to work with Trina Shoemaker, who an amazing producer, and who I worked with again on this record. I thought, like, what was kind of propelling me forward was looking for a new voice, like sort of a voice that was different than the one I'd kind of spoken in before. And that's always like the hope, is that you can find a new voice, a new character to kind of inhabit on a record. As much as you try and inhabit a character, really, like, all art is still biographical, autobiographical, and like, there's always so much that still comes out that is about, like, the times and, you know, the situation.
I found that Gathering was very heavy with narrative songwriting, and at times I felt like it was extremely personal. For songs like Cry Softly and Dreams, and even though those songs made me laugh or feel very emotional, I felt like I was reading, you know, something very personal. Do you feel that that's what inspired these songs, was from a very, intimate or just personal place?
If you can latch on to a feeling, you know, whether it's mania or being lonesome or happy or whatever it should be, by kind of latching onto that and describing it, and I found in this record really amping up those emotions. I feel like a lot of the characters on Gathering are big talkers. You know, they're like, they've got like a lot of like swagger, and like, whether or not, you know, like, that sort of belies the insecurities underneath, and that's certainly like a character which I could say I made up out of nothing, but I know is really a facet of myself. You know what I mean?
Sometimes happy ever after ain't always ever after. You promised me forever, then you ran off with the dancer. Now it's good to see you back here, but I'm on the greener pastures. And if you gotta cry, cry softly. Cry softly, real quietly. Your tears are unsightly,
There's the front door. Thanks awfully. If you gotta cry, cry softly.
I know that you've written a novel called Bright's Passage, and you actually painted the cover art for this album, Gathering, which is beautiful, by the way. And you are obviously a musician. Did all of these sort of follow one after the other, or did they all kind of come together at one point in your life?
I feel them as kind of coming together as a whole. You know, one thing that I'm very, very, very lucky is that I have a relationship with my audience and the people that I get to play music to and play music for. It's like, you know, like I feel that when people like give you the opportunity to go and be an artist, you know, you should follow that in the directions that it takes you. I mean, that's your job, is to be inspired and to try and create from the inspirations you see around you, because that's what people are allowing you to do. And sometimes that means you got to put down the guitar and find another outlet, you know, and that's what keeps the fire burning. You know, I think that the fire of wanting to create is something that you can't really control. You can only just keep alive.
I feel like that's how this album is, honestly. I think you put it perfectly. With Showboat, as you were saying, there's a hint of swagger in there, but then there's Thunderbolt's Goodnight, which I felt was very vulnerable. How did that song come to be?
Well, like that was one that I remember writing as it kind of came to me all at once, and I had a few minutes in between, I think making dinner and doing something else, and you sit down and you kind of, I always think about it as banging blocks together. You've got some like something you're thinking of, some words, some phrase, and then there's some melody, and sometimes they go together. Sometimes you get lucky and the song kind of falls into place and writes itself, and that's sort of what happened with Thunderbolt's Goodnight. It's a song about desperately needing someone.
Oh my love, you've been crying. Oh honey baby, please, we can work it out. I can't survive unless you're next to me. And all my life before I made you, when I was trying hard in love, I thought the sun was going down, but the sun was coming up. And all those others that I stayed with, their eyes are polished stone. All my devils that I made deals with, so I wouldn't have to sleep alone. And all my life before I met you, when I was trying hard in love, I thought the sun was going down, but the sun was.
Here at Wyoming Public Radio, we have been playing your single Showboat, which we really have enjoyed, and I know a lot of our listeners have enjoyed it as well. Tell me about that song and how that one came together.
Well, Showboat was one where one of the original kind of characters I was thinking about would be this, you know, this kind of like, I don't know, I'm almost envisioned as sort of a Waylon Jennings type, you know, kind of honky tonk hero. I love the, you know, and that this person is whatever they're gonna do, they're gonna live the high life, and no one's ever gonna see that they are like vulnerable. They're gonna wait for the rain until they cry, because that's the only way that it'll hide the tears. When an idea gets into your head like that, the song kind of unfolds from there. And I spent a lot of time on the last verse just getting it just right, but I wanted it to feel like just somebody just at the edge of their rope.
Every time it rains, it pours. I pray it rains just a little more on me, 'cause I'm the guy who never cries, and I gotta keep my reputation clean. And here's a helpful tip: the rain administered in raindrops may help to hide the tears a little more.
Which is why a guy who never cries looks up at the sky with hopeful eyes, hoping when it finally rains it pours. I'm just a showboat. Won't catch me crying, no. Won't catch me showing any hurt. I'm just a showboat, pretending I can stay afloat, pretending I'm not sinking over her.
Did you find with Gathering in particular, I found that it had a lot of great stories that I was jumping right into, like Dreams, for example. There's so much going on in that song. Did you find that writing on this album was hard?
There's a thing about the writing that when it's hard, it's hard in the way that you have to like remain open to everything that's coming along. Like there's with Dreams, there were so many verses and there were so many images that just seemed to kind of come pouring out, that really like trying not to edit them in the moment was the most important part, and that means you just end up with pages and pages of fractured lyrics and all kinds of just images and just whatever was jumping into my head at that moment. You know, you assume it's going into the pot for a reason, and you got to hold yourself back from thinking, no, that's totally crazy, or that loses the plot. If it's coming out, you got to write it down, and then, you know, on another day you can go back and like you can go back and sort through it and edit it. But really, like, the hardest part is staying open to just to whatever's coming out.
All that I felt on the first time it happened was the feeling of something bad coming true. One day I was happy, one day I was laughing, and somewhere a chain snapped, like that I was loose. Why don't anything give me the joy that it used to? Why don't anything feel as real as it once was? I feel so sad, but that ain't how I choose to. Shouldn't have to hurt so bad, but it does. Dreams will keep a come, but the dream done gone. Dreams will keep a come, but the dream done gone. Dreams will keep a come, but the dream done gone. Dreams will keep a come, but the dream done gone. It was a summer night when I found my religion. I was under the tent, I was struck by the palm, and the Holy Spirit rained down upon me a vision. I felt better a little while, but then it was gone. I went to the mountain and I went to the cavern. I washed myself in the river and I waited on love. But I was lonely and dark as the moon's around Saturn. Yeah, darkness for miles was all that there was. It was after the Lord and me parted ways that I found her. She was taking pictures of people who came into the mall, and she took my portrait as well as she could do with someone who seemed to me not there at all. I stayed with her a while and I called myself happy. I clung to her hands and her hair and her mouth, but like every man who finds out he is drowning, I held on to her heart until I
just... Did you find with all the songs that you had to pick and choose from, with maybe, as you were saying, where there's a song where listening back you're like, no, I don't think that one's right. Is there a song on this album that you feel that captures the vibe of the record, or do you have a favorite song?
Well, I'd say like a song that I feel that really helped me to envision the record as a whole, a nucleus for the record, was When Will I Be Changed, which is a song about, you know, like the hope that in like difficult times that there's some sort of, you know, there can be some kind of personal transcendence and personal change that can make life richer or more deserved. I wrote it, you know, in a state of really questioning all kinds of things. And when it came time to record, I recorded it with my band and then realized that it still needed something. And I ended up asking Bob Weir to sing on it with me. And he added this kind of depth and richness of like experience that really like turned the song around and encapsulates kind of like the kind of searching that I feel like is going on the record.
And I've been told I'd find some truth down in my bones, but I don't know. I don't know. I can't even seem to find my own road home. And I hope there is some truth down in my bones.
When, oh, when will I be changed? When, oh, when will I be changed?
from this devil that I am. When, oh, when will I be changed?
Is there something that you feel from where you are now with Gathering coming out to your very first self-produced record? If you could go back in time and talk to younger Josh Ritter, is there something that you would tell him, you know, what to expect or maybe a lesson to learn?
I would tell myself it's all happening, you know. It's all like this experience of making music and living this life making music is like there's no destination. There's just the journey. There's only the journey. And like in that, for that reason, the moments that we have, you know, the making the music or any part of it is, it should be like a moment that has meaning. It's important to just appreciate that music can take you anywhere. It can go anywhere on its own and to not worry so much about everything all the time. let the music go. Let it happen, you know.
I'm gonna write that down and put it somewhere. I need that in my life right now.
I have to remember it all the time, every minute. It's crazy.
I do have one more question for you. I have seen you perform multiple times, including this past summer at the Rocky Mountain Folks Fest. And I find that every time I see you perform, you have a great energy. Your smile is very infectious and you really are present with the crowd. And I think the crowd really reacts to that. Even if you've performed, you know, the show hundreds of times, you still are very energetic and very personable in some way. Do you find that your relationship with the audience influences you in any way or vice versa? How do you see your connection with the audience when you perform?
So it's so important. Songs don't have any real meaning unless there's an audience. Writing songs for me has been a way that I've been able as an awkward person to connect and to be able to speak about what I think. And over time, I've been able to build a relationship with an audience that is like trusting. I relish the chance to get to play for people, you know, and to say I went away and I was working on something and now I'm back and I want to show you. What there's so few experiences where we go to a place with strangers and we take part in something all together. It's important to me during this time, this such a confusing time and difficult time in our history, and to be together and to all take part in something. I feel so lucky to be a part of that.
I just want to say thank you so much for writing amazing songs. And I think Gathering is a very reflective album. And I think it's going to be one of those that you have to sit down and fully listen to over and over again, because you're trying to fully grasp every element of the album.
Thank you so much. I'm really thrilled. Thank you so much. That's great.
Josh Ritter's new album is called Gathering, and he's announced a slew of tour dates in support of the new album starting in October. Josh, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you so much, Anna. I really, really appreciate it. And thanks for coming and seeing the show. I was like, I had so much fun.
Little rooster out on the fence post crowing. Here comes the storm like a big rig rolling. Here comes the storm like a big rig flying. Heavy loaded damn fit to split the sky in. And oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. Why they call it loving? Oh, it feels like lightning.